Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Live from the lovely Tampa, Florida area. Here he comes, Anthony Sullivan. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Sue. How are you?
I am well. How are you, I guess, is my question.
We are okay. We are almost resumed to normal. Almost. I'm actually calling you from a landline, which is a miracle, because we had no phones this morning, but they just all of a sudden came on. The power's back. Nobody got hurt that I know. There's house damage minimal. Car damage minimal. Office things are slowly returning to normal. Air conditioning on, which is a huge thing, and luckily we didn't get underwater. So I'm super grateful. It was a sucky week.
Yeah. Did people need any of the products that you pitched more than usual down there, Anthony?
Well, I'm donating all the proceeds of my book to hurricane relief for this year. All of it is going. Every penny that I make is literally flow through to anyone that's helping out with the hurricanes. There's going to be a lot of OxyClean. I know that, especially south of us. There's going to be a lot of OxyClean being used. There's going to be a lot of hurricane spin mops, a lot of in-and-out mops, a lot of brooms. All my $20 cleaning products will probably go to good use this week.
Well, I'm just really happy that you are so philanthropic, and nobody made you do that, but I think it's a great gesture because you know exactly what people go through when they have nothing, because when you came here to America, you didn't have too much, did you?
No, I actually came in 1993, and I had pretty much the money in my pocket. You know, I had like somewhere between $200 and $300 as I netted out with what I had by the time I got myself here. And I quickly went to work, and I bought a 1977 Ford Econovan for about $2,500, and I lived in it for the better part of a year. And I filled it up with mops, and that was my home base. And I drove all over the country selling mops out of the back of my van. That's how I got started.
Internally, what was in you, Anthony, when you came to America? What was instilled in you from your family, or what did you pick up that made you so driven and determined?
I had been to America in the 80s, and I really love the culture of yes. If I could sum it up in very a sentence, and I come from England where it's rainy and dreary, and there was a culture of no, and all of a sudden I went to L.A., and it was like a different planet. And once I found an opportunity in England and I was having difficulty with it, I knew, I just had this feeling, this gut feeling. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make it in America. That's where I can do it. And I also did the math. In England, we only have three or four big cities, London, Manchester, you know, London, Manchester, Birmingham, really. And I was like, you know, in America, there's at least 50 capitals to 50 states. So I'm pretty much sure that gives me, I can work one city a week. And I was like, it's a massive market. I love the culture of anyone can make it. And it was a dream, literally. It sounds so cliched. And I'm like, I'm going to try and make it in America. And I got off the plane. And I was like, this has to work. And I knew one thing. I knew how to sell mops. And I had the pitch, and I thought, you know what, I just got to put my head down, I got to go to work, and I'm going to sell one mop at a time. And I got a $5 commission for every mop that I sold, and I literally just went to work. I lived on top of the mops, slept on top of the mops. As soon as I sold the mops, I would buy more mops to make more money to sell more mops. It was the strangest way to make a living. Everybody thought I was crazy.
And when did you find your footing where you could move out of the van and into a more permanent structure with you and the mops?
Well, I actually was down at a home show. My big picture dream was to get on television, is what I wanted to do. And so I was looking for a break to get on TV. And I was kind of striking out. And I was down in Florida, and I drove past HSN, which is the shopping channel, which is, you know, what it is now. And a little light bulb went off in my head. And I thought, that's where they sell stuff on TV, because we didn't have shopping channels in England at the time. And sure enough, the next day, I'm down at the Dome. Talk about right time, right place, right product, right pitch, and I'm doing my shtick down at where the Tampa Bay Rays play now, the baseball team, and a buyer from the network saw me, and she came over, and she said, you know, you're good at this. I had a big crowd of people, and she said, would you like to come into the network and pitch to be on HSN? And I was like, yeah, where do I sign? And I showed up the next day, and I pitched my way into HSN, and before I knew it, I was in front of cameras. And that's when I decided to settle my roots down and move to stay in the Tampa Bay area, because HSN was here. And that's really where I got started, and that's where I met Billy Mays. And Billy and I started working on OxyClean, and it all sort of happened from there. But it was very, very humble beginnings, and I'm super grateful, and I learned a lot, and it's been a journey, and I continue to be on it.
I think it's awesome. Now, I think that a lot of times people hear the word no, and they find that to be somewhat negative, and they find failure sometimes to be fatal. In your profession, where have you gotten to the point where you could hear things like no and find something that didn't work out and actually take a lesson from it instead of feeling defeated and dejected and not wanting to go on? What are those lessons you took?
In my profession in the early days, and even to this day, I knew that it was a numbers game. So I knew the pitch worked, and I also knew it didn't work every single time. But if I did it enough times, that invariably over a day, if I was in the right place, I would make enough money. So all I had to do was pitch. So I, you know, sometimes I would do my pitch and I would sell zero. Other times I would sell five. Other times I would sell 10 or one. And the no's, you know, I'm like, okay, that group of people just said no. And then I would start, I would literally fill up my bucket, turn around, reset everything, and start again. And I would just do it again. And then the next group of people would say yes. So I think, and it's funny because no one's ever asked me that, because there was a ton of no's. Like hundreds and thousands of people said no, but hundreds of thousands of people also said yes. So it was a case of not letting no get in the way. And I actually do write in my book that, you know, no is yes spelled wrong. You know, if I just did my pitch enough times, it was a numbers game, and I never gave up. I'm like, you know what? If I just keep doing this, it's going to work. Just keep doing what you're good. And when I did it on television, obviously the audience was so broad. I mean, you've never seen anyone more excited in their life. When Billy and I went on TV, and we were finally off the street, so to say, and then we're in the TV studio, it was just an amazing moment.
How did you find Billy? And I know you must miss him terribly, but where did you two come together? Did you click immediately? Was this kismet?
At first we were competitive, but Billy sold a product that I sold in England called the Amazing Washmatic, and it was a car wash device. And I heard about him. Someone had told me there's a guy called Bucket Billy from Pittsburgh, and he's the best guy in America at selling this car wash. So when I literally went to seek him out, because I wanted to see I wanted to see him. I wanted to watch him perform. I wanted to watch him do his thing to see if I could learn something. So when I went to meet him, he was actually not very nice to me because, you know, he looked at me as a competitor. Well, we ended up being on the road together for many years, and we became friendly. And then I had utmost respect for him. He was this amazing, amazing work ethic, an amazing drive, an amazing pitch person, just all around great guy. And, you know, we just became like we were just from the same tribe. And then we worked at HSN together, and we were very competitive because we never did the same product. And then the owners of OxiClean in about 1999 asked us to work together on OxiClean, and that was when it clicked. All of a sudden, to put two of us in a room together with a common goal, and it was amazing. It was an amazing experience working with him, and it ended too quickly.
For sure. Now you have the book out. You get what you pitch for. Control any situation. Create fierce agreement. And get what you want in life. And from our profession, because we do radio here, obviously sales is very important to our survival and our livelihood. How do you tell people to translate this into getting what they want out of life in general?
Look, I think this book obviously is probably going to appeal to salespeople, but I didn't write it with salespeople in mind. I wrote it for moms, for kids, for people going to college, for people who are afraid, maybe are a little bit shy and afraid to walk into a room and don't have confidence. In life, today, tomorrow, this week, this month, you're going to be in a situation where you want something. You might want to ask for someone's hand in marriage, or that's a big one. You might want a raise. You might want to get that last seat on a hotel plane. You're trying to convince your kids to go to a restaurant they don't want to go to. You want to get into college and you have to walk in and pitch somebody. You're going to find yourself in a situation where you want something. And what I try to do in the book is it's not a book that doesn't leave you with, you know, you need passion and you need purpose and all the stuff that some of these self-help books talk about. I get into the minutiae, into the gritty, you know, the details of, right, what makes a great pitch? From how you walk into the room, how you take control, and I'm not talking about taking full control of the room, but how you take control of the outcome of what you want, to figure out your acceptable outcomes. If you make a mistake, I talk about how to handle your mistakes, how to sell without having to close, and how to what I call create fierce agreement, because if you trust the process, if you trust the pitch, you'll feel like you're not selling. It will just happen, and it will fall into your lap. And before you know it, the person will say, you're hired. You got the job. Okay, you're on the team. Let's go and eat sushi instead of Chuck E. Cheese. You know what I mean? The kids will have buy-in because they will have bought your pitch. And I felt like no one had really written a book about pitching, and I've done it. I started at the very bottom of the ladder, on the very bottom rung, and I'm still climbing it. But I wanted to get into it and explain to people that, you know, from everyday situations to trying to get a table at a restaurant to trying to meet someone that you find attractive, how you pitch what you want can be the difference between opening the door or the door getting shut in your face.
You know that in America today, Sully, there are many divisions among people, and I'd like to know from your perspective, if it's all hyped up, is there a reason that people seem divided? Do you see more unification in this country than division? And I just want to get your perspective as a little bit of an outsider. Now we know you belong to us, but how do you see this?
You know what I learned this week? It's funny because we were in the wrath of a Cat 4 hurricane, and people are good. And I do feel that when it really hits the fan, when it really matters, we can still come together as community. And I think what's divided us, and I think what's made these barriers go up, and I talk a little bit about in the book, is the phones and the social media. And no one's talking to anyone anymore. It's all knee-jerk reaction. It's all emojis and Facebook, and, you know, and it's with us, and it's not going anywhere. But I do feel that going down, talking to your fellow neighbor, your community, you're on a human level and connecting, I feel like it's still there. I mean, the line guys that put my power back on this week, when my power came on, everyone's complaining about the power, right? Everyone's moaning about it. It's miserably hot. And I made the effort to, you know, the minute my power came on, I got in my car and I drove around the neighborhood to go find the guys working on the, and I got out of my car and I hugged it out with them. You might call me a little bit weird. They were blown away. It was the OxiClean guy. And I said, guys, thank you. I'm super grateful. And I think that there's not enough of that going on right now. And I think, you know, connecting on a human level and in pitching is you know, I'm not talking about pitching for your own gain, but you're connecting with another human being, and you're getting them to be on your page, if you will. And I saw people come together during this storm like I've never seen in my life. So yeah, I think we're okay.
I think so, too, because you sound very jolly for somebody who was just under such duress last week. You sound positive and upbeat, and it's great to talk to you, Anthony Sullivan. It's our pleasure to have you on the show. We wish you well with the book. We wish you well with all your pursuits, and we hope to hear from you someday again. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.